It's time for the Round Table with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Round Table with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Yesterday, that 15 that was going to Kentucky?
Yep.
Became two courtside seats for the University of Louisville. Let's go, baby.
Let's go.
Let's flip that.
Let's
that
go.
Money. Now, you got to flip 50 grand. That's your job.
Well, I've done. Listen. The challenge
I am
has been
Mr.
Laid
freaking
down.
NIL.
Okay.
Like Mr. Baseball, Mr. NIL. I stole
whatever
out of Kentucky's pocket. You should like that.
I like that better.
Oh, boy. It's going to be an interesting show today here on the Roundtable. Phil Baker joining me on the show. Zach Cantrell is doing producer's stuff. As it's a five-alarm fire, all hands on deck here at the ESPN 680 105.7 studios. Our internet is down, therefore no streaming, so spread the word. Text your friends that listen via stream and let them know. No streaming as of now. We were going to have the Blitz and Andy Sweeney, but the phone lines are down, so I don't know if we're going to have guests. I don't know what's going to happen today, Phil. We can't play sound. We can't do anything.
Okay,
yeah.
So let's peel back the curtain. I thought Nick and Tanner were going to open for Ennis. Ennis asked me to help him out so they could figure out the internet situation. I was like, oh, I think Nick and Tanner are, and I just saw them walking back there. So that's reassuring from that standpoint. Let me do this. You fill some space. I'm going to try one more thing for them real
quick.
Okay, yeah,
you go do what you got to do. It's 437-960 UPS Jobs text line. It's the Round Table. Phil and I will try to filter text through our phones since we can't get it via the text line on the computer. It's a disaster. It's an absolute disaster. You know it's not a disaster? Pat Kelsey and Louisville basketball, how about that? I got some good news for them as they get a commit today, and it looks like Jaden Quaintance is trending in the direction of the Cards as well. We will talk about that once we get Phil Baker back with us. Mark Pope actually has a big recruiting weekend on tap as some of the bigger names in the portal will be visiting Lexington this weekend. There's actually somebody there right now. There's also another visit at Louisville as Chucky Hepburn arrived in Louisville last night via the airport. And Zach, did you see what happened? Pat Kelsey was at the airport.
Was he at the airport?
He's at the airport.
Oh,
I've
no.
I've never seen a coach do that before.
Mark Pope started the trend,
he
and
did.
Now every coach is doing it.
Mark Pope started the trend. Now all the coaches are copying him because the coach has never gone to the airport to meet or pick up a recruit ever in the history of college basketball or college football or anything. Okay, here comes Phil Baker. He's back. Hello, Phil. What's the diagnosis, Dr. Phil?
Thank you. There needs to be some imaging for that Dr. Phil segment.
Dr. Phil segment. We need a Dr. Phil segment.
What is wrong with your life?
What branch are you sending you on now?
Why are you a bum?
What were you thinking?
Why'd you sock your grandma in the stomach?
Okay, sorry. So I feel bad. I just blatantly told Ennis. I was like, oh, Tanner and Nick got you. I saw them walk you back there. I was like, what happened? I thought we had a plan. I think now Bob and Nick are going over there.
Oh,
fill
nice.
A little space. But here's the thing. We don't have internet. What I suggested is there's the leasing office down there that has internet that looks like it's still up.
Oh.
Maybe we should steal their Wi-Fi. We had the luxury.
Can we do that?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
So Bosch went down there to check that out. So
okay.
He's checking on the Cardinaltown 5G and Cardinaltown internet. So I don't know. We had the luxury when Comfy Cow in the coffee shop.
We
next
did.
Door,
we could connect
we could
with
connect
them.
There. But now we're kind of scrambling as
this
we are.
This is great.
Yeah, this is ESPN
this
Louisville.
This is ESPN Louisville, Louisville, baby.
So this is where we are. This is what they did during the Oregon Trail when they were doing sports talk
the
radio.
The Oregon Trail.
And Zachy C dying of what?
Dysentery.
Dysentery. Did you ever play
the
that?
The flu.
Did you ever play that in elementary school?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I was making
of course
sure.
I did.
I didn't
yes.
know if that was past your time. I feel like
nope.
I was like the tail end of Oregon
Trail. We were
Trail.
The end of it.
You're okay. The end of it. You're the last so. Oregon Trail. See, we were the pioneers, no pun intended.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, my generation, we were the first to have those Apple Macintosh computers, and you would have like one in the classroom. And if you finished your work or your test early, you got to go sit and play Number Munchers.
Oh, love Number
yes,
Munchers.
Yes, Number Munchers or Oregon Trail. There's other kind of munchers, but this was number munchers. So they're
not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong with it. But yeah, there's number munchers. So yeah, it was great. But look, I mean, who wants to? These Louisville fans are listening to the show. They don't want to talk about Oregon Trail. They want to talk about the Cards. Oh, it's Nick. Oh, wow.
Do we have an update?
Hello, we have an update.
Did he get the Wi-Fi?
The Velvetos are holding out 93.9. You guys sound great.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. What are you doing? You're not going to crawl under the table, are you?
I think Tanner took the headset.
Don't do that.
I'm trying to find Dad's headset.
Well, that's
what I'm the only thing that's going right.
State your damn business.
State your business.
I've always wanted
state
to do
your
that.
Damn business.
I've always wanted to do
quit
that.
Quit promoting 93.9 on my show. How dare you? This is a 680 production. We don't give a damn about the Cards or 93.9 the Ville. Get out of here with your whoa hop shirt on.
Now, did you hear the end of the V show?
I did not.
Okay, so, well, if it's Nick back there to hear that, okay. They were upset because they weren't sure if they're credentialed for the PGA Championship.
I'm hearing no one's credentialed.
Okay, we got to figure something out. Double D's working on some things to try to get
good.
Some things together.
Did you hear that Blank is not credentialed?
Well, he forwarded something, and I feel like... Look, this is something that they were not happy. And I was like, before we take a flamethrower to the PGA Championship and the wonderful folks over there, we're trying to figure out if, in fact, they are credentialed or not. But that's where the V show ended at about 10, 15 minutes
ago.
They were not happy. I was just like... Diener's working on some things.
He's working on some things. Drew's got it all under control, baby. Diener's working on things. Nick just found a headset. Good. I'm glad.
I better get credentialed.
Yeah, I better too. I don't even know if I even asked for one. I don't know. If I don't get a credential, I just want credentials for the Derby. That's all I want. That's the only thing I want. That's all I ask for. Just give me.
You'll be a happy man.
I'll be a happy man. So 4379680. Phil will lead. He'll read the text coming through as we go. But we had to start. Okay. Do you want to start with Quaintance or do you want to start with Treor? I mean, who do you want to start
man,
with, Phil?
I don't know. I was going to say Big Iss and Pope at Keeneland.
I saw that. He's just a haymaker.
I heard you guys talking about it yesterday. Was that yesterday? It's a week's been a blur about how you didn't get the bourbon bottle and you're upset about this.
Oh,
and you and Jeff were going back and forth on
it
that.
It was the day before yesterday. It was Tuesday. And it wasn't that I didn't get a bourbon bottle. It's that Terry Miners got one, and Big Iss didn't even stop by his old home here at 680, 105.7 just to say hello. Like, I wasn't expecting the Big Iss bourbon. I just, hello, Strebel, how are you doing? Good to see you. How's life? Something of that nature. But no, nothing. He goes to Terry Miners and sucks up the Big TM. That's what he goes, Terry Miners, Lachlan McClain style. You know what I'm saying, Phil?
I know what you're saying. By the way, the text line's having fun. In Oregon Trail, you would always need caulk the wagon and float the river. Dr. Phil, why did you impregnate your stepsister? Something else on there of the text line. So there you go.
Yeah.
Well, I'll text the folks on there. Look, this isn't Louisville Geeks' fault. Louisville Geeks are helping us through this.
It's not Louisville Geeks' fault. It's the
internet down here, so we're trying to figure
at
it out.
At least the TV's working so we can see Mina Kimes and Laura Rutledge.
Phil, why can't you fix your own internet?
What is wrong with your life?
What is wrong with your life? You know, Dr. Phil's like, he's done like a complete 180. Like
over
his political stances and stuff.
Really?
He's right wing as all get out.
Oh, yeah, man.
So he got out of like TV and retired, and he's just.
No, he's still like he's got his own show of some sort or whatever.
I think he's got a podcast.
If you're a white middle aged male, you have to have a podcast.
There was a time that all he did on his show was promote his podcast and then whatever his wife was doing. listen to Robin's podcast.
Are we talking like, is there a promo code for like MyPillow and stuff like
My
that?
Pillow. I don't
there
know.
Probably is now.
I think MyPillow died. I think they went bankrupt.
Well, okay. I'm
just, Mike Lindell, he backed the wrong horse. I was just saying that I'm sure Oprah's not happy with the new Dr. Phil content. I don't think she approves of what he doesn't believe in vaccines. I'm kidding. It's a joke. I won't do that any more of that on Jaden Quaintance Day.
Do you remember there was a guy who showed up to a Dr. Phil episode looking exactly like Dr. Phil and
he threw
him out?
Right. No, that was the creator of Bum Fights.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. He which was a terrible thing. It was an awful thing. It should never have been funny or celebrated, but that thing was funny. So, all right, 4379. Okay, let's start with Quaintance, because
okay,
that's the topic
there.
Du jour. And I was going to ask Ty Spalding about this, but I don't know if we'll be able to have him on because he was all over this. Like, I'll give credit where credit's due. Ty Spalding had been at the forefront of like, hey, I think Louisville has a real shot at Jaden Quaintance.
And he stood by it.
And, yeah, he stuck by it. He never backed off of it. I mean, even yesterday when Jeff Lightsey was on here with me and you heard the remarks that Jaden Quaintance's father had about Memphis and Penny and everything, it was kind of like, okay, Louisville came correct, but Memphis came more correct.
Yeah.
And the FedEx money and this, that, and the other. And then today, I mean, just with the last hour and a half, I mean, Trilly Donovan logs a Jaden Quaintance to Louisville prediction. You have people on 247 and on 3 logging their crystal balls for Louisville getting Jaden Quaintance. So this doubt does seem like something that's going to happen. And before you speak, Thon, okay, I want to put this out there.
Okay.
And it's not, no. It's not what you think. It might be a little bit. All right, here we go. So this is what happened. So it's not what happened, but I have a real problem. I have
an issue. When don't you have a problem with issue?
And it's not with Louisville fans this time. I promise.
Oh, wow, shocker.
But
okay.
I have a problem, okay? And that is the way some Kentucky fans, not me, because I think Jaden Quaintance is a good player. I was excited to get Jaden Quaintance. I was hoping that Mark Pope would have visited him earlier this week. I don't know what the ins and outs are here. Save that, Justin, so forth for the mixtape about, you know, who canceled the visit, why, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know that. I wanted Mark Pope to be able to keep him because he could be a fascinating player to watch, especially if he sticks around 2 years because he has to. Now, he can enter the transfer portal. Jeff and I talked about that. If things don't work out at Louisville or wherever he's going, he could jump the transfer portal and be in a different place. But this is what I was sent this, and Jeff Lightsey tagged me in this tweet.
Oh boy! Oh boy!
And I do not want to. I just want you to know these are not my opinions. I don't want to be associated with this.
So
okay?
Yeah, you're putting a line in the sand.
I'm putting a line in the sand. Matty Bangs tweeted the following.
Oh boy!
Jaden Quaintance has a chance to be a great player, and if I am Louisville looking to make a splash, I totally get why you do it. It's a solid early recruiting win for Kelsey. With that said, nothing in recent college basketball suggests UK won't be better off with a portal guy.
Our guy Matt Jones said it perfectly. If you really believe,
our guy.
If you know what I mean.
Classic
well
sound.
Good job, Zachy. See, he's on it. You got your hands on some little sounders and liners.
Oh, yeah.
That was appropriate. So not all is lost with the internet being down.
That was good by you,
Zach.
So
you're making a you're
I'm just
a line
saying,
in the sand.
I'm not going to do the, well, I don't know if he'd have been that good anyway, thing that Matt Bangs was just doing on Twitter. You know why? Because a month ago, he was saying how great it was going to be, and he's bragging that he's going to get Jaden Quaintance for 2 years when John Calipari's on staff. I'm not doing that. That's baby crap. That's reversing your opinion, just like some Kentucky fans are doing with, oh, well, Cal didn't have any NIL money, and none of those NBA players are going to donate anyway. Again, that's not what we're saying. Let's be honest here. Let's not be frauds. Let's not talk about this in a different way because we're not getting him. I'm not going to do that. If Louisville lands Jaden Quaintance, that's a great pickup. Is there a chance that he could be Aaron Bradshaw? Sure. Is there a chance that he could be Julius Randle? Yes, absolutely. Okay? We don't know until he plays, but you want that chance. You want the five-star freshman that's top 10, that's a McDonald's All-American, that played very well in the McDonald's All-American game on your roster. You want talent. You want talent. You want a mix of portal. You want a mix of high school talent. So don't go out there and poo-poo this like it's not a big deal. All Kentucky fans wanted Jaden Quaintance. I still wanted Jaden Quaintance. Do I think that there are good portal guys out there? Absolutely. Do I think that Mark Pope's going to be fine? 100%. But I'm not going to sit here and be a fraud and a hypocrite and play this down like it's not a big deal when for months when he was at Kentucky, it was a big deal. That's baby crap, and I will not be a part of it. Thank you. That's all I had to say.
You know the thing I love about that the most, Zachy C? He was locking eyes with Brian Hudson on this football poster that he said he was going to replace with another poster.
I'm still waiting for my Pope print.
Yeah, oh, boy. Maybe Big Is can get that for you when he's down in Keeneland today. It reminded me of the Key & Peele skit with the Barack Obama. That was Big Is and good old, Popey Boy. Okay, two
Popey
things.
Boy.
So is Is his translator?
Come on, come on, come on. Come on, bring it in. But look, a couple things. What was the one thing when you lost your mind? Was it Thursdays ago at Twin Peaks when you you were the Popeyes employee on the bench who just couldn't take
had enough
being the coach? Yes, and then 7 days later you subscribe to the name, image, and likeness membership. Not sure if it's the white membership.
And my Mark Pope t-shirt is at home.
What?
I will be wearing it to the studio tomorrow.
Where'd you get it?
I got it last Monday.
Okay, I knew last time. Wow.
Home Field Apparel.
Damn, they are on it, man. I thought it was going to be a LeVar Bell ball situation.
You just wait, baby. Okay. You wait. Well, it's not the swag bag that I'm getting from the 41 Club or the hell. It's Club Blue.
That's the LeVar ball.
Yes.
That's the LeVar situation.
I also have a polo from them coming because I had a $25 or $15 off coupon. And so this polo.
What does it say on there?
Club Blue. So I only had to pay 20 bucks.
You and Blake are the same person when it comes to this.
That's hell yeah, we are.
Okay, a couple. If he's the sheriff, who are you?
Well, he's a lot richer than I am.
Yes, he can be the treasurer.
Yeah, I can be the treasurer. I can't even be that. I'm like a representative.
So a couple things. One of the things that I noticed when you began to cautiously buy in, like you had reservations, like, okay, what was the thing that was when John Calipari went to Arkansas you wanted to see? You wanted to see that the brand Kentucky basketball was still able to pick up and run with these star-studded players and everything. And I understand college basketball is changing everything, but it's a message to the sports, like, it doesn't matter who's here.
Right.
You can get any of them. So to sit there and just kind of say, well, the game's changing everything. No. It's supposed to be both. It's supposed to be top transfer portal guys, top high school guys. He's going to be there for 2 years.
100%.
He's not going to do the Shaden Sharp situation where he doesn't play for 2 years. Like, he's going to have to play because he's so young.
Right.
So that's what's fascinating to me from this entire standpoint. It was just kind of the whiplash of just like, oh, he's going to be great. Look, I mean, you've seen the tweets out there that said people excited about James and Quaintance coming here saying.
I mean, he should be.
Yeah, exactly.
I was excited for him too. I understand
it. Yeah, and just to sit there and poo-poo it now because he tried to do the thing where it's like, well, he'll be great for Louisville, be a splash, but I mean, come on, like that would be a win for Pope to show the landscape in the college basketball. It doesn't matter who's here. If John Calipari can be in Arkansas, oh, this guy's coming here to the school.
Hey, we got a little friend looking in. How are you, little
guy? Hey, buddy, hey, what's up, dude? Looking? Yeah,
hey, shout
on the radio. What's up, little guy?
But so that was kind of my initial takeaways from that that little exchange on Twitter that I did not see that because the internet's been down. But that's humorous.
No, that's the good stuff right there. Is what that is. It was unbelievable when that was sent to me. And it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable on two respects. Number one, here's the deal. It's disingenuous for Matt to put that out there. Number one. Number two, it's also funny to watch Louisville fans clamor over a five-star when I've been hearing for years, you can't win championships with babies. You can't win championships with high school play. No, it's not a pivot.
No, it's true.
It's true. But look, the landscape is changing all around us, and we're all trying to get our footing with Mark Pope and Pat Kelsey, and we're trying to figure out how to feel about some of these players. And again, I'm not making fun of Louisville fans. They should be excited. But it is humorous to say, you know, you got a class full of freshmen. They don't have a class full of freshmen. I'm not saying they do. They've got portal guys. He's the youngest guy. But the celebration of him, if I would have celebrated that he's just a baby streamer, he ain't playing. Tox, I'm talking specifically to you. You still think he needs a binky when he plays?
No, but that was the makeup of the championship team. You had McDonald's All-Americans and
Bedroom
Eyes, Wayne Blackshear and Shane Trigga. And you know, even Peyton Seed at the time was a McDonald's All-American.
He was
a senior. So it was a blend of college basketball is always – even the Kentucky team. We had Darius Miller on the team.
Deron Lane have been there multiple years.
Exactly.
Terrence Jones have been there multiple years.
It's very rare to see something in which it's just all star-studded freshmen. It's got to be a blend of that. It is rich, though. It is rich to see the pivot of not for necessarily for you, but for Matt on some of those things out there. So I know a lot of people are getting a tizzy. I was hoping to talk to Ty. I think if the internet's not back up, it may be a janky way that we may be able to do it. What I'm envisioning is boosting up that mic as loud as we can and just playing them from speakerphone over the microphone. It may be kid radio. I don't know.
Right.
But I wanted to talk to Ty today.
I did too.
He's at the airport. He's out there. Like, he's blank. I mean,
boots on the ground.
We talked about Double D getting kind of, there. I mean, Ty Spaulding kind of making his way in for PK.
I have a power three.
Okay.
You want my power three?
Jody's there. I mean, come on.
No.
Wow.
No. I got Drew Diener. These are people in the front seat. Okay. Imagine a family station wagon.
Jimmy Dykes plane.
Okay, we'll do that. Jimmy Dykes plane. Here's who's in first class. Drew Diener.
Of course.
Ty Spalding.
Yep.
Jeff Leitze. That's first class.
Okay.
I mean, Jeff's making moves. Yeah. He's on the Diener spaces.
I mean, oh,
he's
boy.
Taking ooh, ooh. He's taking personal calls ooh. From Double D
I mean,
during my show breaks. I mean, he's in first class right now.
Look, I mean, the story that they told last night, I know you've been in the
we'll
show notes. You said it about 4:30.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the good stuff right
there.
It's
a haymaker of a story.
And I'm curious, and it has something to do with BBN too.
Little BBN, little BBN.
Did you hear that part?
I didn't hear that part of it.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it at 4:30. That's a tease for those streamers that are out there. That hopefully we're back up.
Hopefully we're back up there. So that's first class.
Okay.
Business class.
Okay.
Jody. No, but even though
Jody's French, he may be get. I mean, he's just always going to be.
He's walking back and forth. But right now, I'm putting it because I don't hear as much from Jody as I hear from Drew, and I hear from Ty and Jeff. I'm putting Jody strictly in business class for now. For now, he can move back up. When once the season starts, who knows? He can move back
up. Is he
going
to be like the Colorado Rockies, the pitching coach in the cockpit?
Yeah, McGavick's in business class.
Okay,
and I'm going to put Ethan Moore in business class.
Okay,
Blank's in coach.
Oh boy.
Sorry, he's in coach. Blank, you're in
cargo coach. Are we talking where the suitcases go?
He's just in coach. He's not cargo. He's not under the plane where Harrison Ford was hiding in Air Force One. That's not where he is. He's just in coach, just waiting to be seated. And he gets his sad Sprite and his sad bag of peanuts. And he wants to be he wants to be back in first class. When Satterfield was here and Mac was here, he's a first class guy. He's back of the plane. He's coach. Sorry, Blank Baker. I don't make the rules. I just report the news. The news is you're in coach. Sorry. Well, sorry, Blank. Sorry.
I did enjoy on the Twitter spaces last night, Double D, and it said, yeah, Mom and Dad were fighting yesterday morning. That rejoin that was played yesterday.
Oh, it was beautiful.
It was. That's the good. It was uncomfortably, and I even looked at Drew. I was like, it gets uncomfortable. That's when you know that it's good. That's when you know
exactly.
That it's good.
Well, Blank's bringing up something from 2011. He should have been called out. That's like if I came on here and Pat Kelsey lands Jaden Quaintance, and for all intents and purposes, he's putting together a really good roster.
Right, yeah.
He's putting together a good roster. That'd be like me coming on here and being like, but Katina Powell, but Karen Cyphers. Who cares? In the past. Who cares? It's like Anthony Davis took money in 2010, so stop it.
And the beautiful thing about Blake, he speaks with such authority that it's like there's times in which I believe him.
Read the article?
Was it the Chicago Sun-Times?
I think so.
Is that a real paper?
Is that Jay Mariotti?
Jay Mariotti. Did he write that article? Good pull by you. Draft night. What are you doing for the draft? You sitting in your underwear? I know Zach EC strikes me somebody who loves the draft.
Zach's all in.
Of course, I love the draft.
What do you think he's doing tonight? He's going to get a couple of beers. I mean, what do you a couple Coors Lights?
Oh, absolutely.
Not Bud Light. Yeah.
No. No.
Why?
OAN Plus. I'll talk about it.
OAN Plus. Find out at 7
find
p.m.
Find out at 6:05 as soon as we're done here.
Steve Bannon on the air.
Oh, wait. No, we have Soccer City, so I guess it's going to have to be 7 o'clock.
We'll bump Steve Bannon till tomorrow.
Yeah,
Steve Bannon tomorrow.
My exclusive sit-down with Steve Bannon.
Zach, I would... You know what? You need to know something right now.
Yeah.
If you interviewed Steve Bannon, I just want to be sitting in the room. I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. I would retire.
I think I would. It'd be over. Like, it's your studio. You own the building.
Okay. Done. I'll call Steve tonight.
But he has to be in
person.
Hey,
Steve, what do you think about the Giants' first-round draft pick?
What do you think about the Colts trading up?
What do you think of J.J. McCarthy? Is he going to be a massive bum?
Is Caleb Williams the prince of the NFL? Not me, like Prince the artist. Did you see that comparison?
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Which yeah.
I'd read the story, but we don't have internet.
Well, yeah, just let me know. I'm going off that beautiful 5G, but these bulletproof – well, I don't want to say bulletproof. These the triple – thick windows over here.
Yeah.
I'm confident I never want to say that and somebody comes down here and, you know. These
triple
are the
thick.
Yes. I'm trying to get connected through the 5G out
I'm just
there.
Using 5G. I mean, I'll be able to click on these links and everything, and maybe I can play – maybe we can play some of the sounds that do have it saved to where – You know, because I got three pieces of sound I wanted to play today.
Okay,
so let me get into my emails that I sent James. One was John Calipari absolutely sounding like a hostage at...
I didn't realize how bad it was.
He looked terrible. He looked terrible. He's blinking Morse code, get me out. Like he... I think the... it's finally set in with John Calipari where he is and what he's doing. So I'll play that sound. I also wanted to play, let's see here, and Joe Tipton about where Kentucky goes from here, and then Greg Gard sounding sad that Chucky Hepburn maybe come to Louisville. So I have three good pieces of sound. I might just play them from my phone.
Look, there's times, so inside baseball, because all the masses are listening right now on the stream, when Curran is remote on Sundays, I play a lot of the sound from my computer just to help Zach out. I like cutting the sound. It just helps it out. But Nick can't hear it from my computer, so I have to take off the headphones, put it up there. So, look, this is some inside baseball that we do, but sometimes desperate times call for desperate measures. This is what we got to do. I'm going to try. Let's do this. I don't want to bap out the show. I think I may have a Wi-Fi password. Let's go to break. And then I'm going to try and get this to make our life a little bit easier.
All right. You do that, and I'm going to tell all of our listeners that are on terrestrial radio, thank you all for sticking with us. I know it's a mess right now, but we appreciate it. I'm going to tell all of our good friends that are listening about Tri-State Men's Health. That's right. Tri-State Men's Health. That's the place to go if you're looking for help. And when I mean help with testosterone. Are you feeling drowsy? Are you feeling, you know, not like yourself? You're losing energy. You're going to the gym. You're not getting those workout gains that you've once got before, lifting weights, doing the machines, the free weights, or whatever it is, okay? That means that you have a little bit of an issue, right? And as we grow older guys, we start losing testosterone, okay? And that's just, it's a natural thing. It's nothing about your manhood. It's not a knock on you. It's just, that's the way things go. But fear not, because Tri-State Men's Health is the place that can help you. That's right. We have one here in Louisville, Kentucky. There's six all around the area, two in Columbus, Ohio. You've got the new office in Northern Kentucky. They're all over the area. So Tri-State Men's Health, if you go in there right now and do the testosterone test, they'll test your testosterone, your PSA. It'll be a $99 consultation fee. There'll be a licensed medical provider there that'll walk you through the process. If you sign up for testosterone that day, that fee is waived. That's right, that fee is waived. Go to tristatemenshealth.com right now. If you do that, you can take the 2-minute testosterone quiz, and that'll give you a rough idea of where you are and what you can do about it. There's simple 10 yes or no question, yes or no answer questions, and you'll be done. You'll get an idea. Go ahead, call them at 800-900-9654, 800-900-9654, or visit them at tristatemenshealth.com.
You're listening to The Round Table with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
All right, everybody, tonight after the show, Soccer City with Benton Newman, Jeff Milby, 6 p.m. here on ESPN 680, 105.7. The NFL draft tonight, 7 p.m. on ESPN 680, 105.7. I was going to talk to Andy Sweeney about the draft, but I don't know if we'll be able to do that either. So we're just kind of sitting and waiting.
You know what? I would love for you to do it over speakerphone. Sorry to interrupt your promo.
No, you're fine. Right, I was just going to read those two things.
Because it would just make him so happy and yet so angry inside that I think it has the potential to be really good radio and also terrible radio all in one.
Yeah. See, I don't think he'd be angry anymore.
He's laid his sword down.
He's laid his sword down.
His watch is over.
His watch is over like Jon Snow. He has laid down his sword. And he's like, he's just smiling in Indy right now. He's got a big smile on his face.
He doesn't have to worry. It's like, but yeah, so that's what I would recommend. There's a way, I think, on mic 3 that we could do it. I'll do it off my phone if it gets enough juice here. And if you... We can do it that way if you want to try. If we're not up by then.
If we're not up by 4 o'clock, we'll maybe try Ty Spalding that way. You want to do that?
I'm fine with doing it.
Maybe we could try. You have Ty and Cam's numbers.
I have Ty's number. I don't know if I have Cam's number.
I can send both to you. Let's see what happens in 20 minutes. I don't want to do that to Andy for 30 minutes. Save that for the mixtape. It's Bob. It's old Bob Valvano. State your business, Bob. State your business.
Put my headphones on.
You did. You did extra radio today, Bob.
I did free extra radio.
Did you talk about Jaden Quaintance?
We did, but we also talked about Chucky Hepburn.
Chucky Hepburn, that's right. Whoa.
He's got a Wisconsin Badger tattoo. Did you know that? Everyone's freaking out.
Really?
Like, not, no, not yeah.
Well, Bob does not.
No,
Pull those pants out. I mean, I could see some on your tuchus over there. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
All right. There's Bob Valvano. But, yeah, I don't know if I can do 30 minutes with Andy on a speakerphone, but I could do 10 minutes of Ty and 10 minutes of Cam.
Okay.
Again, save that for the mixtape. Boy, we're giving – all right, go ahead, Phil. Let's read some text messages. I'm sure they're coming in hot and heavy.
Yeah, the stream is down, 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. Our buddy Samson sending something in. It just takes forever to load it.
I know.
Even with the 5G off, but basically, okay, like the honesty big rig, don't let BBN spin it any other way. That coming down from our buddy Samson, Hikes Point.
And by the way, I don't think most of BBN is spinning it that way.
No, you just have, this is going to insult you, but like one of the faces of BBN media saying that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It carries a little bit more clout.
Understandable. I mean, as much as, I'll be nice. It is what it is, Phil. It is what it is. He has a big voice and carries a big stick.
You heard that applause at Rupp Arena. You heard that.
Made me sick.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. Blank is the old side piece that won't ever leave you alone, and you got to block the number. That coming down from Samson as well. Rig putting blank in coach is savage maneuver. Yes, the stream is down. We are aware of that. Getting 1 5-star to add to a team is totally different than a team completely built off 5-star freshmen. Wait a bit to jump on that UofL is pivoting narrative. I think that's directed at me.
Oh, was that? I think it's me, because I was the one saying that, like, now they're all fans of 5-stars. And no, it's not a total pivot by you all, but it is funny.
16-year-old in Louisville, 4 Streets Fight. It sounds like a good idea.
Oh.
Coming down on the text line. All right. I would rather have the great, let's see, Kenny Payne is a great assistant coach, players of family. Oh, that's from the other day. I'm sorry about that. a team full of freshmen, not the same. So, yes, people are going at you. Round Daddy, roll over your opinion so many times, you rock yourself back to sleep.
That's I didn't roll over any opinions at all. What opinion did I roll over on? What did I change? I haven't changed. I had a little faith today. Game diverge. Tried to say, you said Pat Kelsey couldn't recruit in a tweet where I just said, let's see what he can do now. That's all I said. And I say the same thing about Mark Pope. The exact same. I want to see what Mark Pope can do. I'm not convinced yet, but he's got a nice weekend set up. And if we can land some of these guys, I'll feel great.
Big Is going to help close any of these?
I hope so.
Big Is?
He needs to help close some of these. He needs to reestablish himself in the world of BBN. He does. I don't make the rules. He just does.
You know,
the
first thing I thought of when I saw that, did he get a swag bag? Did he get a free Nike polo? Huh. Not this doll hair stuff that's, you know, the knockoff brand that you would see.
Right.
Great partners at Kroger. Be sure to get there. But it's got the 96, you know, penis Kentucky tongue.
I want that shirt.
I bet you
I'd
do.
Rather have that shirt than the new cat.
What, the two
the staple cats. The birds making kissing. Love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they aren't just kissing. There's passion.
They're
a little more passion.
Little bump and grind.
Bump and grind. Yeah. A little bump. You ever do a little bump and grind, Zach?
Ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
Damn right there's
just
not.
Just like R. Kelly said.
That's right. Well,
not the same way, though.
No,
not
Kelly
that way.
I don't agree with that.
No, not.
You got an R. Kelly playlist, Zachy C?
I don't have a playlist. I got a few songs.
Do you sing I Believe I Can Fly at your 5th grade graduation?
Can't say I did.
Okay, I did.
Okay.
No, I was going to say I did. Did you really? It was really big at Space Jam. This is the thing. This is JCPS Public Schools, baby.
You all sang I Believe I Can Fly?
Yes.
Really?
At our 5th grade graduation. Pretty much rock bottom. It explains a lot about me, but it's pretty much rock bottom.
Were you like, I could see a young Phil Baker, yes, like way into it.
Is there footage of this?
Maybe there's a camcorder somewhere.
Mom and Pa have a little camcorder.
Get it up there.
Up on the shoulder.
This is big Space Jam time, so I mean, it's tail end. It's like, I mean, there could be worse things to sing.
That, the Michael Jackson song, Slam. Remember that
one?
I think, didn't did Criss Cross have a song on that,
Criss
on that
Cross,
soundtrack?
Kelly,
I believe they did, R. Kelly. Was it Tech 9 had
Tech 9 on
like
there?
Technotronic. It's a Space Jam. They had the official Space Jam song. Now we got to look it up. Who's on the Space Jam soundtrack? Is it on iTunes?
Let's see. Here's the track list. Seal was on there. Coolio, RIP to him.
Oh, yeah, RIP
Quad
Coolio.
City DJ, LL Cool J, Busta Rhymes, and Coolio. Hit 'em High. That's the...
I remember the Hit 'em High.
That's the
Monstars.
Method Man.
Yeah.
Basketball Jones was Chris Rock and Barry White. All for One on there. They had
All for One? How
Biz
about
Marquee,
that?
Biz Markie, Spin Doctors, R. Kelly.
Spin Doctors?
Yeah, there's
the Spin Doctors are in there?
Spin
I'm looking at the soundtrack.
That's wild.
Fly Like an
Eagle from Seal. Yeah, they got the good stuff.
Oh, I forgot. He redid Fly Like an Eagle for that. Yeah. Better Eagles cover, Fly Like an Eagle by Seal, or Life in the Fast Lane when that was sampled by Limp Bizkit.
Fly Like an Eagle sung by the Steve Miller Band.
That's it is. It's not the Eagles. You're exactly right. That's my fault, Zach.
Zach's probably a little too young, but you strike me as somebody who would have excelled during the Limp Bizkit era.
Oh, yeah, he would have.
I'm sure I would have.
You would have a backwards red hat with the Yankees.
Yeah.
I would have been Fred Durst back in the day. I would have told everybody I'm doing it for the Nookie.
Oh, yeah.
Have a nice little soul patch.
Little soul patch going on. Just wear
kinda
a white
got
t-shirt.
One going on right there. That new man.
Well, with the internet. The internet's just one of those days where everything sucks.
Yeah, break stuff. I bet James Black wants to break some stuff
I think
right
some
now.
People
I told James, I said, you know what? You're done today.
Yeah, just take the rest of the day off.
You know
you're
what?
Fine.
Just
we'll handle this.
Maddie Bangs graduated from the Rachel Maddow School of Media. Streams, that's not the equivalent. You kind of just created a straw man. Our team is so far a mix of older and younger players. Just saying, Zoll. Blink is kind of like our Maddie Bangs. You just hit him with the Lord bless his heart and go on with your day.
Never mind. I'm not gonna fight it. I've done nothing but compliment Louisville and Pat Kelsey and Louisville fans today, Phil, and it's not enough. It's not enough. I can't do enough. Unless I get down on my hands and knees and kiss the feet of Josh Hart, I can never do enough. I can't give enough compliments. I can't do it. It's insane. The fact that more, Rig. Give us more. Tell us how great we are, Rig, all the time. Well, you all are great, but maybe this. No. How dare you even question anything in a Louisville fans fandom? How dare you? Pat Kelsey's the greatest. Oh, he's great. He's doing a really good job. Could he do better? Yeah, sure. I don't know about this Long Beach State guy. Jack Grossman's not very impressive. How dare you? He's going to win the Naismith College Basketball Player of the Year. You son of a bitch. I can't do enough, Phil.
Hey, we're not on the stream. You can. Well, actually, you probably should.
I could if we were only streaming. You know I could cuss all I wanted to.
I feel like that isn't that weird though, because it's like I feel like in a day and age of streaming and screen recording, you get more in trouble versus like going out over the air.
I would think so. Yeah,
like I know in the internet and everything, you can put whatever you want out there, but I'm always kind of like,
but it lives forever.
But yeah, I feel like when you say it on the radio, unless somebody has their phone out for 3 hours
right.
and recording it. You're kind of good, right?
I agree with you. I thought the same thing. I was like, well, why is everybody, like, you can say whatever you want on the internet. But again, if it's on podcast, you have it forever.
Right. But with this, I mean, I don't think it's getting recorded right now.
No,
so,
it's not. Yeah. It's definitely not because it's not going out over the stream.
Let's see. They're called missionary birds coming down on the text line. Thank you.
missionary birds.
Pope doing work in Keeneland coming down on the text
line. Yes, he is. That's right.
U of L Rig has a nice ring to it. That's
no.
coming out from Bobby.
And, no, Bobby.
There's so many more coming. That's
oh,
about
I'm sure you, we had to read
last
all
one,
of them.
J.D. Shelburne is recording a crossover song with Pope doing country hip-hop. That's a good dismount right there.
That is a good dismount. What would you buy that if no. it were for sale?
I saw that he was tweeting that Ashley Judd needed to make a return.
I saw that. What are we doing here?
I sent that to Sweetie, and you can imagine the response was what it was.
The must. I mean, just what are we doing? Just because we hired Mark Pope, who played in 1996, won a championship, doesn't mean – and there's nothing against Ashley Judd. I'm not taking a shot at her.
How many times did you watch Double Jeopardy?
Oh, well, it's a good movie.
It is a good
she
movie.
She had a stretch in the late 90s and like early 2000s where she was putting out some Kiss the Girls was really good. That was a good movie.
I bet you probably thought that was something else initially when you saw
well, yeah.
that.
Actually, no, I didn't because I read the book before I watched the movie.
Okay.
I read the James Patterson novel. I read it. Morgan Freeman's in that. I mean, it's fantastic. But she had a string of movies that were pretty good. And then she just... It happens in Hollywood. Sometimes you just phase out. She just phased out. It's nothing bad, but we don't need to bring her back. Like I don't need to see Ashley Judd with Travis Perry. Like it won't do anything for me.
You're right. The shelf life is so short. Thoughts. What was the kid from Hunger Games that was the Josh Hutcherson?
Josh Hutcherson.
Yeah, he was like the big up and coming star. I haven't seen anything since Hunger Games.
He was in Five Nights at Freddy's.
I don't think I saw that.
Okay, so the only reason I know what that is because it's really big with the youths.
The youngs,
like my
okay.
kids, my kids. So it's a game on Oculus. I don't even think it's called Oculus anymore. It's like called, you know, Meta.
Okay,
it's like Meta Insert Your Brain. We're going to brainwash you headset. Kellen has one. It's a game on that. Where like you're basically
shocked you get the kiddos got that.
Look, that.
You lost that battle.
I lost that battle.
Okay.
It's one of those, like, I got to pick and choose my battle. Like, if the house ran the way I wanted to run, it'd be full on conspiracy. Like I'd have a bunker.
You'd be Joaquin Phoenix with the tinfoil hat.
Water, exactly. That would be it. But there's some things I have to concede.
Okay.
And so, but anyway, it's a game on that where you're like stuck in this old like Chuck E. Cheese. You're stuck in like Chuck E. Cheese, and you basically have to escape because the animatronics come to life at night and kill people. So imagine like
I
that
have
Chuck
seen
E.
the
Cheese.
Trailer for this.
Yes.
Okay. I have
okay.
Seen
yes. It's on. It's a Peacock Plus thing.
Okay.
It's on Peacock Plus. So it's really big with the youngsters. And Josh Hutcherson was in that. That was like his last big movie.
Interesting.
And that wasn't that long ago. That was back, I think, like December, January, something like that. But that's what Five Nights at Freddy's is.
Okay. So I need to check this out. But is it something that would connect with me as a mid-30-year-old?
My wife and my kids watched it. I refused.
Okay. Okay.
I have standards. I'm kidding. I think I was out on the back deck drinking beer and listening to Pearl Jam.
That was a lie.
That was not a lie. That's probably exactly what I was doing.
Today, he is. Zach is on it.
He is. He's like, you know what? If I'm producing the show, I'm going to produce the hell out of it.
Internet or no,
I'm gonna produce the hell out of this show today. Ty Spalding texts me, what's the update?
Text this out.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Okay, say Phil's going to try to do it off his speakerphone. Innes and them are on. I don't know if Innes is next door.
He's here.
Oh, you
he
saw
walked
him walk
in.
Okay, so
I saw him walk in. Okay, he walked in.
I don't understand why they will not, the Cardinal Town won't give us the Wi-Fi. There's like a gatekeeper that won't give us a... Should we do the double D thing, like where we just go scorched earth on Cardinal Town for not giving us the Wi-Fi?
Give us the it's called
Cardinal
Town.
The security guard out there was extremely helpful, and he just said we got to make a call. They got to get clearance. I'm like clearance. I'm like, coffee shops have like their sticker freaking Wi-Fi anywhere you go, and it's just like, hey, Mocha Joe 4, and you can sign up and free Wi-Fi. I don't understand. Ever since Comfy Cow and the place next door, the coffee shop closed Quills, we don't have the boost in free Wi-Fi.
Where's Pat Kelsey now? He's all around campus. He's at the football game or football practice. He's at the baseball game. Come help us out here. It's Cardinal Town, Pat. Where is he? He should be on a Segway on his way over here now helping us to get this Wi-Fi back up. He's Mr. Do Everything. Where is he now? Come on, Pat. It's Cardinal Town. Get over here. Get your Segway. Get acquaintance on it and zoom over here.
How did Ty Spalding end up there at the airport last night? That was one of the first questions I wanted to ask him coming up. So we can. We'll try. We'll look.
I told him, he and Cam, this is what I texted him. I said, Phil is going to call you, and we are going to put the phone up to the mic.
Boy, this
Cam
is
Cam Drummond
bottom.
Said, all right, and laughed.
Oh, double D's here. Maybe he's up a little bit. That's a walk.
He had a sour look on his face and he was shaking his head. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your butts.
Yeah. He's going to get some stuff done. Maybe PK will go to the Twitter spaces coming up tonight. But look, that's a tease. For those that are listening to the car, our buddy Jeff Lightsey put it out last night. Mother of God. That story. Yeah. So 4:30, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. It's going to be an abbreviated blitz. It's just Ty and Cam. No, Osterman today.
Okay. But my God, Double D alluded to it a little bit this morning, but it was better with the freedom of, to drop a couple curse words here and there. Double D.
It was great. Lightsey was texting James and I, and he's like, Diener is on one right now. The curse words are flying. This is great. Yeah! See, Zach
is
right.
On it.
He is on it today. Y'all want to hear some sound here before we take a break?
Sure, why not?
Let's play a little sound. All right, this is John Calipari in a hostage video.
It really was.
He's in
the
a
video. The sound probably won't do it justice just because of where his eyes. He looks so unenthused.
He looks very uncomfortable. This is him talking about getting Arkansas's NIL up and moving. Okay, here, I gotta stop it. I'm going to restart it. Okay, here's Calipari looking like a hostage and trying to pretend that Arkansas basketball matters. Here we go.
Razorback fans, I'm honored to be the head basketball coach of your Arkansas Razorbacks and to go to work on building a championship caliber team that I know you will be proud of. But I need your help by joining the Drive for Five campaign with Arkansas Edge. You can make a major impact on how our team comes together. Go Hogs!
Man, oh, that at the end of it, go Hogs!
Look, that sounds great in a nutshell. Yeah, it's going to keep playing.
Right.
That sound itself is wonderful, but the beauty of it is just if you see his face during the video, he looks Like he's being held hostage.
He does. This is how he's reading it. Okay, I'm gonna do a read the way John Calipari is doing this. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Hey guys, James Schriebel here. Is your bedroom, sunroom, or room over the garage too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Call who I've used at ESPN Louisville, BJ Heating and Cooling. That's how he sounds.
Yeah,
there was no like enthusiasm. He was reading it straight off a teleprompter. He didn't say pause though, like Joe Biden. He just came. You like that, Zach?
Give Calipari credit. He didn't say pause. Good for him.
But he's reading it straight off the teleprompter, and there's no emotion in his voice whatsoever. He's like, I have to do this. In Kentucky, he was like, give to the La Familia Club. Let's go. Let's get these players here. It goes right to the athletes. There's like passion, inflection in his voice. Go Hogs.
It looks like he's – that's somebody who realized, like, what the hell did I just do? Like, in realizing –
oh, he regrets
he's
it.
Coming to the conclusion he's probably living out of, like, a fancy, swanky condo that the university provides out there until they can find an actual house.
Yeah. And Ellen's still in Lexington.
Oh, I bet she is.
Yes.
And just like,
I don't think she'll leave.
She's just like, I don't want to sell this house. I love this house. Do we really have to move to Fayetteville? That's somebody who looks like, I messed up.
He knows.
But look, I mean, that's, you know, he's going to bring Carter Knox and company down there.
Yeah,
and
not Jaden Quaintance.
Big Z, baby. He's going to have some fun with that. Big Z.
I like pig
I like
suey.
Pig. Woo, pig, suey. All right, let's take a break. On the other end, we're going to call Ty Spalding and Cam Drummond via cell phone.
Rock
and interview. It is the Rock Bottom Radio. First, we have to make sure this mic works. Before we do anything, before we call them, we have to make sure this mic works. But we'll get them on. We really want to talk to Ty for obvious reasons. And we'll get him on, okay? So I'll read this read now with actual feeling and actual enthusiasm. Hey, guys, James Struble here, and it's getting warm outside. I think finally the cold is gone. It's out of here. A beautiful, cloudless, sunny day I'm looking at. A little, you know, it's spring weather. It's not hot weather, but we know that hot weather is on its way, and we know that if your AC clicks on and it's not blowing out cold air, it's like lukewarm air or nothing at all, or it sounds funny, or there's just something wrong with your system, call the experts that I trust here at ESPN Louisville, and that's BJ Heating and Cooling. They're a factory authorized Bryant dealer, and I have that awesome Bryant outdoor air conditioning unit on the side of my house. Had it for 5, going on 6 years now, I guess, and it still runs like a dream. Absolutely love it. It's also the Bryant Dust equipment. And they'll do whatever it takes to make those rooms enjoyable again. They have the Bryant Mini Splits. They're quite efficient and avoid the insulation of all that bulky ductwork and can work room to room. Give them a call today and get your free estimate. 0% financing for 3 years with approved credit. And they do a free second opinion. So if you call one company, they don't give you the answers you want to hear. That price is too big. Call BJ Heating and Cooling. They'll come out and they'll give you an honest answer and they'll do it for free. Okay? BJ Heating and Cooling, locally and family owned, celebrating 40 years of service in Kentucky, Anna. Call the experts that you can trust, that I trust, bjheatcool.com.